Bill, you got to understand, your role is so critical because there are so many infrastructures that have fallen apart in us as a nation. And God has said he wants us to be the standard. And many of us as Americans have dropped the ball. And we've gone to the point of we're not even operating from integrity anymore. And God says that's an area that he's literally going to bring you to the forefront. And my advice to you is to make some time with Perry. Because when I say your peace is so critical, I could just talk about an experience that my mom just had in a hospital, which literally people were coming in and saying, I'm not staying here. Don't leave me here. Please take me to another hospital, because health-wise, that place was Jackie. It was horrible, from mold, mildew, to cracks in the wall, dirt, dust. And that was a major no-no. And so my sister went and stayed with her the entire time she was there. Because we were like, we do not trust this place, but this was the first place we brought her to, and it was a state of emergency. But then we thought about the people who did not have a nurse in the family and who did not have a voice. And everything you explained, Perry, about when you went to try to get what you needed from the TSA group, we experienced in that hospital. And I was like, what is going on? And so there are structures, infrastructures that are falling apart in our nation. And we're supposed to be the beacon and the light to what others follow. And that's not happening. So you have a mandate from God. You don't have a mandate from your expenses. You don't have a mandate from the financial demands that are on you. But you have a mandate from God, Bill, to make sure every single hospital that exists stands up to par. Because people are going into a sanctuary and a refuge, and they're getting sicker. That's not the plan, and that's not the way things should be. And so when you understand you have a mandate from God, then you're going to sit down, and you're going to do the video, and you're going to do the book, and you're going to do everything you hear. Because I'm at the point right now, I have to do whatever I need to do to make sure people are not living in poverty, to make sure people have understanding, to make sure people are operating in purpose. It doesn't matter if I have to get up every morning early and be at somebody's workshop, or be on somebody's webinar, or speak into somebody's life, because it is that urgent. So there is a mandate from heaven, not from the marketplace, on you. And he will meet every one of your financial needs. And the bottom line is, you don't look at the finances, you look at the mission. You don't look at the finances, you look at the mission. And that's critical. That's critical. And so that's the greatest encouragement you could get, is that lives are at stake when what you have is not in place, and even if you put urgency on it. And there are people that I'll take in back rooms and I'll say exactly what God is saying. Sometimes I can't say what God is saying publicly, but I will take them on the back room and I will say, you are in trouble with God if you don't do this. And I'm going to give you an example. I was on a feasibility team. And we needed a school in our community, in the Austin community, and we needed a college prep school. And there's a brand new college prep school called Christ the King. And I was on the feasibility team, and I was sitting in the room with all these wonderful people with all these millions of dollars who could get that school built overnight. But they said, African Americans do not want to be educated. And you know what I said? They're going to build that school whether they want to build it or not. Because that is not true. When you give somebody an opportunity, they will move forward in it. And so I sat at that table, and I couldn't understand half the things they were talking about. But I had a mandate from heaven to sit at that table and hear those backroom conversations. And no, these people don't have a clue that some of the most brilliant people that exist live in the Austin community, because I live there. And they said they were not going to build the school, and I didn't speak in any of those meetings because I didn't have anything to say. But God said, it's time for you to open your mouth. And I walked away, and I didn't have the courage to speak it in their faces. But I sent everybody in that room an email. And God says, go look on your shelf, Vivian. There's a book written by Dr. King that you have not read. And the book is sitting there collecting dust. Get the book, take the quote off the book, and type this to everybody in the room. See, I didn't have the answer. I didn't know how to approach these individuals. And I said, if not now, then when? Did God tell you not to build this school? Or is man telling you not to build this school? And they didn't answer for 30 days. And when they came back with the answer, you know what they said? We're building the school. Not only did they build the school, my nephew was recruited to be the principal of the school. So I didn't know I was doing something for my own posterity. And that's what we got to understand. What if your mother goes to one of these hospitals? What if one of your children go to one of these hospitals? What if your best friend goes to this hospital? And they're healthy enough to come out of that operation healthy, but because of the conditions, they don't make it out. Keep that visual in your head. That will be your motivation. Amen. God bless you.
You can do it. You can do it, Bill.
And you're going to do it. And you have to do it. And you're not going to sleep at night if you don't do it. Okay, that's your mandate. Okay. Come on. You can put your phone right there. And what's your name?
Jennifer.
Jennifer, you are so beautiful. When I saw you, I just had to greet you because God makes beautiful things. And you are extremely beautiful from head to toe, in and out, soul and spirit. Your mind is beautiful. Everything you want to do is beautiful. But you know what God said to me when I looked at you? He said, Vivian, she is a bona fide businesswoman. You are a business mogul, which means you not only are you going to start one business, Jennifer, you're supposed to start many businesses. But here's the thing. You want to be nice. You want everything. You want every I dotted and every T crossed. And you want to cover this. You want to cover that. But God said, all I need you to do is be Jennifer. 100% Jennifer. There is such an amazing business mind. And they are such a strategist, such a critical thinker. And God is saying, you have got to be Jennifer. And not who other people want Jennifer to be, because sometimes when we come into something, we come into it in a certain door, and there's a certain look, and there's a certain dialogue, and God is saying, no, I've made you completely different for a reason. I looked at your shoes. I said, okay. You know, I was just checking you out. And I was like, this is a jazzy woman. Well, guess what? God wants to use that. Everything that you are, and I see you dumbing down things, and I see you cowing back from the market that you really should be in, because God doesn't have any misfits. And guess what? He's not a cookie-cutter God. And we're all not going to look alike. And we're not all going to sound alike. And we're not all going to do business alike. We're not all going to minister alike. And I'm as bold as a lion. But I know how to cow down and be quiet. And I know when to, and I know when not to. And I know how to go in, and I know how to come out. And that's who you are. And now you've got to maximize everything that you are and not be what people need you to be. Because people need me to be a whole lot of things that I'm not. But I only have to be Vivian. And that's what you need to understand, that there is so much inside of you, so much vision, Jennifer, so much creativity. But most of all, there's so much business inside of you. And you're afraid. And there's some fears that you have to deal with before you even advance. And like you said, the very thing I'm teaching the people is now happening to me, because God wants you to know he's giving you the tools to deal with it. If you can do this with somebody else, surely you can do it with yourself. And that's sometimes our greatest fear. Okay, what I have is good enough for everybody else, but is it good enough for me? And my husband says this to me all the time. Okay, little prophet, what is God saying? And I look at him and I say, you're my husband. He said, okay, speak. I see you speaking it for other people. Speak it for me. But guess what? You got to speak it for Jennifer. So now you need to take some time for Jennifer. And the very services you give to other people, you got to serve Jennifer. And sometimes we're in a time where we have to serve ourselves. And that's not a sin. Okay? Life is a cycle. And there are times where the land has to rest. So that's what's happening. You're in a place of rest. And what I've heard over and over again is that rest is a hearing aid where you can hear God better when you shut your mind down, you shut your world down, you shut everybody that's demanding from you. And all of a sudden you wake up and here's the answer and here's the plan and here's the strategy and here's the next step. Okay? So the very services that you give to everybody else, you got to give to Jennifer. All right? You feel that, don't you? It's time for you to give you some attention. Okay? All right, God bless you. Okay. Well, you was jazzy today for a reason, because they caught my eye. Yes, ma'am. Dave, how are you, Dave? I'm gonna grab some real quick. Dave, hold this for me. Everybody say, God will heal you, Vivian. Amen. I'm healed. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Dave. And, of course, I don't know if you get this a lot, but David. Is it David? We know who David is. You know who David is. What does that mean to you? Knowing who David
is. Well, the name, what does it mean? Beloved, heart after God, worshiper, musician, king, conqueror.
David, I see you in a priestly garment. Can you lift up your hands? God says these hands are so pure that everything you touch, you touch it with good intention, that you only want the essence of that thing. You don't want the facade. You don't want the props. You want what that thing authentically is. And God said he's getting ready to take you on a brainstorming journey where you're going to just sit down and just let God talk to you, and you're going to record what you hear. Instruments is your thing. Music is your thing. It was not a mistake that you were named David. It was on purpose because of the essence of what's in you, what God has put in you. And so sometimes we shy away from what is absolutely who we are. And God says, no more shying away. He says, I want you to be so ferocious. I just hear the roar of the lion concerning you, that there's such a breaker's anointing on you, David, that you got to understand that what you are, you can't shy away from it. You got to press in. You got to own it. You got to give in to it. You got to cave into it. And you're going to see miracles like you've never seen them before, that your heart is crying out for miracles. Even it's funny, I had to mention that I had some work done. And when you walked up, because the greatest healing place is the place of worship. The greatest healing place is the atmosphere of God. Just like he brought all these businesses in here to be healed, and people don't know that. And so I believe that's why he's calling Perry to this place of, okay, bring the marketplace in so they can be healed, so they can go back out and they can reproduce and reproduce and reproduce, so that the earth is fruitful like he intended it to be. But it's going to be us that's going to make it fruitful. So we got to come out of the clouds and get into the marketplace. But God says you need to get in the clouds so that the marketplace could come in. Each one of us have our roles, and your role is to get into the clouds so that the marketplace I'm sorry, you guys. You, I mean, It's so about the presence of God with you. And I'm having an experience right up here myself. And I'm containing myself because I'm supposed to be telling you something from God. Yeah. It's so about the presence, man of God, okay? And we need to have a conversation. Because when that menstrual is in the environment, the prophetic belongs to the people. The word of God, the word of the Lord, the wisdom of God, the word of knowledge, healing, all that we see in Corinthians. Okay? Okay? Amen. He looked at me, he grinning. That's all I needed. He didn't need much. Woo! David, you blessing me, man. Get out of here, David. Because I'm supposed to be talking to people. I'm supposed to be talking to people. Alex, you're next. Come on. Alex, my heart goes out to you. My husband is building a bow tie business. Everybody, that's my beautiful husband back there, Sharande. Everybody, speak to him. That's my husband, my sweetheart, my king on earth. Alex, I need you, and I don't know if I can afford you, but I'm decreeing and declaring that I can. But God says, Viv, there's your man right there. And so God's going to say that about a lot of people. So Alex, do you have business cards? Okay, then you're not in business. If you're in business, you got business cards, you got a flyer in the trunk, you got your product on you, you got videos, CDs, you got goods, okay? So that's just an encouragement. But I was going to ask you for a business card because I know many entrepreneurs that don't have a clue and they're so thirsty to get into business, but they're looking for the door and they don't know how to do it and, God, what's the right way? And here it is, you said, but my marketing skills are what's up. And guess what? We got all the anointing but no marketing skills, no business savvy. And so how do we break through? How do we break out? How do we break in? And so guess what? I want to be one of your clients. And you're going to sit down with me and tell me how I'm going to pay you. And I believe I'm going to be able to pay you well because I already have a string of clients, but I don't even know how to start my business. They are waiting in line for me to give them what I'm ready to sell. But I don't even know where to start. So you got people like that all over the place. Alex, they're not just in a church. They're on the bus. They're on the aisle. They're in a waiting room somewhere. They're in a restaurant. Okay? So number one, have what you are on you. Number two, God's getting ready to bring people alongside of you with brilliant minds, brilliant ideas. You're about to be a team builder. Where people are going to say, well, I got these three people, and I don't know what to do with them. And so far, we've gotten this far. And I see you developmentally getting people there, that they're not going to walk in the door and ready, that you're going to developmentally, step by step, like a newborn baby, and then they're a preschooler, and then they're a middle schooler, and a high schooler, and then they're a collegiate. You're going to get them there. You're going to see there's a great anointing, a discernment on you, where you can see people's trouble and trials and struggle. And then in the midst of all that, you're going to say, oh, and by the way, don't worry about that. That relationship is going to be healed. So your forefront in the door will not be the kingdom, but it'll be relational, where you'll just know this person just needs tweaking right here and tweaking right there. And in the natural progression of relationship, you're going to be able to tell them, oh, by the way, don't worry about that. Let's pray. And when they see the results of your prayer, they're going to know, oh, my goodness, I really need Alex. Alex, guess what? This and that. And you're going to find yourself ministering spiritually and ministering naturally. And you're the one that can do that. You know how to talk to people in the natural, and you know how to talk to people in the spirit realm. And God says, that's who I've made you. And don't unmake yourself. And don't try to be with the popular demand of what's going on. No, I'm going to talk to you personally, Alex, and I'm going to tell you some things, and nobody else is doing it. And when you do it, they're going to say, that's weird. Why did he do it like that? And all of a sudden, you're going to see the results. So your movement forward will not be what you've seen other people do. It's going to be a very unique experience, and you've got to allow it to be a unique experience because I see you a man of patterns. And sometimes it's hard to break patterns. But God says, if you just follow me, and sometimes the pattern is a little strange and a little unusual and not something you're used to, and just do it my way, and then you're going to see results. You're going to say, okay, I got it. I need to do it your way all the time. Okay? Amen. God bless you, Alex. And your name is? Kat. I like that. Is it Catherine?
Kathleen.
Very pretty. Kathleen, you're like the sunshine in the room. There's always joy bubbling over in you, and you're always glad about something, and you are the most positive person you could ever be around. And that being that positive is going to help people. It's going to really, I see you dealing with people that have extreme situations, and they've just given up. It's like, I can't do this, or I don't want to do this, or I don't have the ability to do it. But it's something about you that just automatically people feel encouraged, like, okay, I could do it because Kat's here. We're going to get it done. And get used to that, because you're thinking, why do I always have to be the one to pull people, pull them up, pull them out? You know, but that's who you are. And whatever you do, if you remember, okay, I understand why this person has gotten himself in this ditch, because I'm the one God uses to pull them out. And there's this story about and I'm going to share this little quick story with you about this man who was in a ditch. And some people may have heard this story or analogy given, but my husband, I think he shared it with me, and I hope I get it right. The man was in the ditch, and he couldn't get out, and the pastor came by and threw him some scriptures down there and said, I hope you get out the ditch. And an intercessor came by and threw some prayers in there and said, I'm going to pray that you get out the ditch. But then somebody came and jumped in the ditch with him. And he said, oh, my goodness. We're never going to get out of this ditch. Why did you jump in this ditch with me? And he said, because I know the way out. And so sometimes we find ourselves in ditches with people because we know the way out. And God says, I've given you some skills, and I've given you some gifts, and I've given you some abilities. And you're going to constantly find people that look like they're in a ditch and they need to get out. And God said, because you know the way out. Okay? And some of us, we're just going to always have certain kinds of people around them. Me is the ghetto. Always. They show up in my life. Always. No matter how far I run, no matter where I go, they show up. And God says, Viv, you know the way out. And so that keeps me in remembrance that, okay, these certain types of people are going to be drawn to me because, Viv, I put the way out inside of you. So don't get frustrated with these people with these complicated issues, because the way out is inside of you. But here's the thing. Don't allow them to bury you in the ditch. Okay? Remind yourself, I'm the way out. I'm the way out, so I can't get buried in this thing. And when you need the wisdom of God, you ask him, Lord, give me the wisdom because it's too complicated. And when you need to pull out, say, not today. I won't answer that call. I can't go to that because I'm drained. There's something I need today. Okay? Wisdom. Wisdom. Okay? Thank God for Kat. Everybody say, thank God for Kat. Kat is one that will jump in the ditch with you. But Kat, God's going to always give you a way out. Okay? And just know that when I come in, I'm coming out. Okay? I'm not supposed to stay in this. Okay? All right. Come on. Hi. And your name is?
Courtney.
I like that. Courtney. Courtney, I see a look.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I see a dancer. I see a worshiper. I see a woman that brings in the glory of God. And one that God wants to take to total strangers and just blow up their world, just change their world. You're an atmosphere changer. You're a shifter and a mover in the kingdom of God. And you, I see you being shy. I see you pulling back and saying, oh, God, did you really mean me? Am I the one that's supposed to do that? And God's saying, yes. And I see you hearing from God more than you've ever heard from him before. That, and I'm just going to say this, don't second guess. Just say, okay, God, that's what you said. This is how it's going to be. Because here's what happens. We create the atmosphere. Then when he shows up, we ask him questions. Are you sure? But we set the atmosphere. And his desire is to come and dwell with us. And when somebody lives with you, that means you know them. I don't say to my husband, honey, did you mean that? No, when he says something to me, I believe him. Because we dwell together. And so it's the same with God. When he says it, believe him. We dwell together. That means we really live together. I know your ins. I know your outs. I know your ups. I know your downs. I know when you're hot. I know when you're cold. Okay? So you're gonna know God like you've never known him before, I would say, this year. And you're going to begin to move like you've never moved before in what God is telling you to do. Relationships. God's going to do something with you with relationships. He's expanding your world. He's expanding your world. He's expanding your world. But you're just going to let your arms down. Yeah. He's expanding your world, okay? And sometimes when our world is expanded, if there's so much friction, we just don't understand, like, oh, God, why are things so hard? Or why is this so hard when it doesn't have to be? But friction grows us, okay? It grows us. And it grows us out of fear. It grows us out of things that have affected us. And he hears you, and he heard you, okay? And that's why it's dealing with your hearing, not your natural ear, but your inner ear, where you hear God, okay? Mm-hmm. That's God, okay? And when you hear from God, it's going to be a blessing every time you move, okay? It's going to be such a blessing, all right? Mm-hmm. And so you don't have to fear when you hear him. Just go in courage. Go in confidence, okay? And there's some things you're going to worship through. Worship is your refuge. It's your sanctuary, okay? And so when you feel like, why am I singing right now? It won't even make sense, but it's going to be that song. It's going to bless you and increase you and grow you, okay? Because like Perry said, what we don't hear enough of is that a lot of what we grow through is in pain. The Word of God says Jesus learned obedience by the things that he suffered, okay? And so sometimes there are things we suffer through. And even, suffer it to be so, where God is hurting, but I want you to do it. I want you to make it happen, God, but it seems like this is the hardest place in my life. But I want you to do it, God, so I'm going to suffer it to be so. Okay? And you're able because he's in there. All right? Say, I'm able.
I'm able.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You're welcome. I'm sorry. No problem. Come on. We want you to get out of here. We don't want to hold you up. Absolutely. I'm sorry. I hope I'm not delaying you guys. Okay. Okay, beautiful. And you, yeah. Okay, and your name is?
Autumn.
Autumn. I love that name.
Michelle.
Michelle. God bless you. I have a niece, Michelle. Names are names for a reason.
Right.
Okay. Autumn, is that harvest time? Yeah. You bring in the harvest. You're going to usher in the harvest. When you guys were singing Mountain Move, I said the mountain is moved because of who was worshiping up there. You see what I'm saying? The Word of God says Judah must go up first. Praise and worship got to go first before anything else. People think it's other stuff. Judah has to go, Adam, oh, you bless me. And you was moving that mountain. I was like, yeah, that mountain is already moved. So we don't know how we affect people. And me, I don't look for results. I know there are results. I don't look at people's faces and who's participating. If he gave it to me, it's good. Take it to the bank. You usher in the harvest. And I'm going to be wealthy because I was in your midst today. Literally. My husband had some stuff he had to do. My husband had to come back, Autumn, because you was in the midst today. Do you understand? You usher in the harvest.
I usher in the harvest. I usher in the harvest. I usher in the harvest. I usher in the harvest. I usher in the harvest.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Autumn, you need to drive. Autumn, and I'm excited. I'm going to have to take off my shoes. I hope I don't have holes in my socks. Let me take my shoes off, baby. Autumn, you usher in the harvest. And every time we say autumn, we're saying harvest. It's real good. Because I was like, God, who is that over there in the corner? I mean, she was focused. She was serious. She was like, mountain, yeah. She was like, move, mountain, move, move. Yeah, and that's the authority that's on your life, okay? And where you see poverty drive through and say, I usher in the harvest, okay? Okay? Because that's where your burden is for the poor. That's where your breaking is. You hate poverty. You have a vengeance against poverty, Autumn. And when you broke forth your mother's womb, you broke in the harvest, okay? All right, that's it. That's enough. Amen. Love you more. Love you more. I had to take my shoes off for Autumn. Woo! Go ahead, girl. Yes. Michelle. Family is your focus, restoring the family, rebuilding the family, protecting the family. You're a hedge. I don't know what your name means, because if I knew, then that would help me. What does it mean?
Who is like unto the Lord.
Ooh. Who is like unto the Lord? Nobody. Wow. That's awesome. You're a hedge. You're a hedge. You're safety. You're a sanctuary. You're a fortress. You're a bulwark. You're all those things that God is concerning protection. Mm-hmm. And your prayers for the family are going to be fulfilled. And so the things you don't like that you see going on with the family, shut it down. Shut it down. The damage, the attack, the ambushing that the enemy is doing against the family, shut it down. That's what your increase is. You commit yourself to prayer regarding the family. I mean, it's about things that are breaking the family apart, be it finances, be it relationship, be it psychological stuff, be it just foolery. Mm-hmm. That's just shutting down the family, even being the laws that are being put in place to do damage against the family. Shut it down. I see you speaking to the wind like the storm in the X-Men and saying, no, you will not. No, you will not do that to the family. No, you will not do this to this family. No, you will not do this to the structure of the family. That is your focus. I see God aiming you like an arrow at everything that comes against the family. Okay? Amen. God bless you. Oh, enjoy your meeting. Pam. Hi, Pam. You're so sweet. You are a sweetheart. If you want to sit that here, you can. And I'm going to say it the way I heard it. Mama Mia, that's a spicy meatball. That's what I heard. And you are nothing to play with in the place of intercession. strong intercession is truly your portion. And when you war with everything you have. You are such a fighter, Pam. Such a top gun in the things of God. And life will happen to us where it tries to minimize who we are and minimize our value and minimize our purpose. And that's usually a telltale sign of where your anointing is and where your strength is. And I hear matriarch. I hear mother. I hear strength. I hear one that will rescue. One that will run in and rescue and tell the enemy, you will not do that anymore. You will not touch them anymore. You will not hinder them anymore. And that's your adrenaline. You find your greatest adrenaline in prayer. And God says, when you find yourself feeling weak or tired or weary, get into prayer. Separate yourself and say, I need to pray. I need to pray because I'm being worn down right now. But that's where your strength is. Your strength is in prayer. And God said, that's the strength that you are to the kingdom, is your intercession. You are not to give that up for anything. When you feel a burden and an unction to pray, even if you can't get to the situation and put your hand on it, you say, okay, right now, excuse me, I got to go do something. Father, in the name of Jesus, this is what I need you to do. And God says, I'm there. I'm on it. Amen. Amen. God bless you. That's what I'm talking about. She texts somebody and they got healed through the text. That's what I'm talking about. That's who you are. Yes, ma'am. Yes, you are. He said that's who you are. Yes. And don't minimize it. Amen. God bless you. Amen. I receive it. And your name is?
Jordan.
Hi, Jordan. Put your phone right there, Jordan. I hear God saying you're a businessman's businessman, that you are about strictly business, Jordan. And, of course, we know there's the Jordan River, and we know that your ideas run so rapidly, Jordan, you don't know which one to take off. Like, the picture I'm getting is kind of like, they have this machine and these balls are just blowing everywhere. That's how quick your brain is. You have one of the most quickest brains I've ever seen in my life. And this is what I'm seeing in the spirit realm. That you're so quick with ideas and it's just on the money, Jordan. And God is saying, move them. Move with them and capture them. And you think, oh, I'm just thinking. No, you're not. You're functioning. You're working. You're doing what you should be doing. You're a thinker. You are a thinker, Jordan. And I'm going to use your name, running like a river. Just, that's how quick your thoughts come. And you think, okay, but that was a good thought. But no, put that thought down and begin to develop it and massage it and go back to it and talk to it and say, okay, I don't know what you're supposed to be, but this is what I heard and this is what that is and I need to, okay, put that on the shelf and then you're going to have to get another thought. But that's who you are. You're such a thinker, Jordan. And you think, but would God want me to be a thinker? And that's critical. We need a brain in the kingdom because a lot of us don't have one. We got worship, we got prayer, but thinking, most of us in some parts of the body, we're not thinkers. Okay? And don't let that wear you down. That you have such an amazing mind. That's awesome. Let's clap for his mind. We need your mind, Jordan. We need your mind. We need your thoughts. Okay? But now you're going to capture them. You're going to write them down and say, okay, God, I don't know what that is. He's going to write another one. Then, guys, the Holy Spirit's going to say, Jordan, go back to that thought I gave you 2 days ago. Well, you're going to go in your little journal and say, okay. And God says, I'm ready to develop that. And then he's going to give you more and more and more, okay? And don't be uncomfortable with that because he deals with each one of us differently. But his thoughts with you, but those thoughts are very powerful. Your mind is amazing. That's all I keep getting, his mind, Vivian, his mind. I'm like, amen. What an awesome mind. Yes. Sorry, I didn't mean to mess prepared. No, you're good. Oh, okay. It's like, whatever you got to do. Yes, amazing mind, okay? And some great things are going to come out of that mind, but you got to develop them. And don't think, well, is it time to develop it? God will tell you when. Write it down. Do that. Do that, Jordan. Say, write it down. Hit this. Hit this part.
Write it down.
That's it. It's one thing to be in your mind. Now we got to get it out of your mind, get it on paper. When we get it on paper, God can put some more structure to it. Okay? Okay. Amen. And your name is?
Elijah.
Oh, my goodness. Everybody say, ooh, Elijah. Your mother did not make a mistake. No, she did. Because you know what? I saw mighty man, strong man. So God has a way. He knows how to shape and mold stuff. And we'd be scared of it. Like, should I call him mighty man? Well, he's mighty. Should I call him great? Well, he's great. You see what I'm saying? And that's what I hear, great. And I hear strong man. Yeah, yeah, strong man. And Elijah, you have a strength that's very unusual because you've weathered so many storms. You're just weathered, and that's a good thing because like we need stuff to be weathered for it to be good. That means it could stand up. That means it's been tested and it's been proven. And you've been tested and you've been proven. And God said, now I'm ready to open heaven over you. Can you lift up your hands to God? Amen. He's ready to open up the heavens. Yes, he is. And you're ready for him to open up the heavens. And it's time for him to open up the heavens. And he says, I have an open heaven over you, Elijah. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Do you know the story of Elijah?
Yes.
Okay, go back and read it again. And take your time. And God's going to do some things that you can't imagine him using you to do. And I want you to stay in that book until you say you're talking about me.
All right.
Okay, can you do that?
I will.
Amen. God bless you. Can we clap for Elijah? That's awesome. It's not easy to say it and let somebody talk to you that you don't know. You don't know. You know. Beautiful. Are you together? Yes. Okay, good. I'm like, I wanted to say such a beautiful couple, but I wanted to make sure you were a couple.
We are a couple.
Amen.
Yeah.
You're so beautiful. Wow. And your name?
Tim.
Hi, Lynn. You guys are so, you're fine, Lynn. We just don't, there we go. We can put it, there we go. Tim and Lynn, you're so foundational. God can build anything on you. And you got to trust him to build it. Your structure is so pure and so perfect. And God is looking for the pure and the perfect right now. Without spot or without wrinkle. And a lot of couples cannot say that. But for you two, there's not a wrinkle. The light that's on your union was blinding me. And I was like, who is this amazing? I said, Lord, I don't know if they're cool, but they're so amazing. God can build anything on you. And I see you guys coming together in prayer and saying, okay, Lord, if you can build anything on us, what is it you want to build on us? And when you follow his lead, unimaginable. Your minds have not seen it. And we know that scripture, but your hearts literally have not imagined it. And just say, God, the prophet said, we're a good foundation. Get to build. And I hear him saying, keep it simple. Don't overcomplicate it. Don't put a lot of energy into it. Just say, okay, Lord, is that what you're telling us to build? And then you say, we don't have a clue how to do it. And then start doing your research. And I see you, Lynn, being a researcher. You love information. You love details. You love statistics. You love, okay, let me see. Okay, what was the percentage of that? And what was this? And what was that? And God said, take all of that into everything I tell you to build. He says, your training was for such a time as this, Lynn. Where you said, oh, wow, did I waste my time doing that? And did I waste my time doing this? But God says, now you're ripe for this season. He said the fruit that he'll reproduce from you is so luscious and so pure that anybody, it's like the tree of life. Anybody eat from it, they're going to live forever. This information right here is going to carry you and your children's children to the thousandth generation. That's how deep your roots go. You were built right. As a matter of fact, I see with this big old belt, built right on it. You were built right. And so now God can build and build and build on you. And then God says, I'm going to bring other builders around you, Lynn. And you're going to teach them how to build and say, no, 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 no. I hear what you're saying. The priority is. Because priorities are critical to you. And God says, you don't change your priorities for anybody. Because we live in such a diluted, such a polluted, such a contaminated time that people are mixing this and mixing that. You say, no, we're not mixing. This is how we're going to do it. It is what it is. Black and white. There is no gray with you, Lynn. And that's good. And there's been some persecution because there's no gray. And God says, you'll be all right. In the midst of it, it's only going to make you better. It's only going to make you stronger. It's only going to make you wiser. Okay? Tim. Such a man of valor, strength, and honor. Such an honorable man, Tim. I want to dance right now. I just see banners saying, Tim, and they're waving. Like, yeah, that's the man. And Tim said, with your quiet spirit, God says, with quietness and confidence is going to be your strength. That there are times when you know they are going the wrong way, you know they're making the wrong decision, and God said, just be quiet, Tim. Talk to me about it, and you're going to see me move like I've never move before, because people don't know that silence is golden sometimes. And you have studied to be quiet, but God says there will be times, Tim, I will open your mouth and you will speak such wisdom. I'll say, whoa, it's like an earthquake. It'll be like a tremor, but it'll be so gentle. It kind of reminds me the time of when Moses said, Lord, show me your glory. And he was expecting thunder and lightning, or was it Elijah? Whoever it was, they asked for the glory of God, and it was the quiet, still voice of God, which a lot of us miss. Movers and shakers are who you are. Your roots are deep. And if you get discouraged and you need encouragement, study the trees that grow the tallest. And how long does it take them to come above ground? And it will give you a hint and a clue that God was building you deep. He was building you deep, 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 deep. And then we're going to look up and go, whoa, where did they come from? Okay? His quiet storm. That's who you are. Okay? And remember that. And he's going to call you to some environments that you absolutely don't like. It's because there's a great need for who you are. To be in the midst. Okay? Remember your identity. And you always do. Amen? Yes. God bless you both. Everybody say the big man. He's looking around. What big man? Around, what you talking about? Hi, Thomas. The first thing I heard was the big man, and I didn't know how tall you were. I have a nephew that's 6'3", and you're taller. I know. That's why I'm looking at him like, he's taller than Edward. Yes, but this big man, everybody say, this big man has been called to do big things for God. Say, he made him big for a reason. And that's always been a question, like, oh, man, you get into places like, oh, my knees, or oh, this, or oh, that. And you find yourself kind of moaning and groaning. But even in the development of who you are and this process that God has you in, it causes moans and groans. And God says, moan and groan and get through it. Because when you see the end, you're going to be glad that you did not get off course, Thomas. That just like your mom went, oh, man, why you don't make stuff big enough for big people? And, you know, the different challenges that you've experienced as a big man. But God said, big man, you're going to be so glad that you moaned and groaned through this amazing process that I have taken you through. I see some pruning. I see God truly being the husbandman in your life where he is cutting off some things, Thomas, that you love. It's like, why do I have to get that up? And why do I have to do that? And why do I have to do this? And I'm not going to go deep into that. But God says, it's my pruning. I'm cutting for the sake of multiplication. And what appears to be subtraction or division is literally addition and multiplication to God. And so God has shifted you, Thomas, into a whole different economy where it's not going to be this world system. It's going to be so different that you say, like, God, you didn't do this for this one, and you didn't do that for that one, and why did so-and-so get away with that or this or the other? God is saying, because I didn't call them to be the big man. That's going to be your motivation. He is not the big man, so that means he might be able to get away with that. But I see God just streamlining you in some areas, and everybody say, discipline is a blessing. Everybody say that. Because we live in a society where you go to jail if you discipline your children, possibly. But discipline is of God. Okay? So this pruning is good. Say it.
It's good. Ouch, but it's good.
God bless you. Say the big man. Yes, come on. Hi. Hi, Joseph. Wow. Everybody say wow. Have you read the story of Joseph? What do you think about it?
It's a parallel of my life.
Oh, wow.
He ruled from servant. He became great through serving.
Yes. Pit, prison, palace. Mm-hmm. Are you a writer? Do you write? You need to keep writing, and you got a great story to tell, and it needs to be published, and it needs to be published soon, quickly. Blow the dust off of it. Say, okay, and start from the beginning, and from beginning to end, you're going to know, I need to plug this in, I need to take that out. There's some pruning going on with you, Joseph, and it's good. This is a great season for you. And he's not going to do for you what he's done for others. He's going to do it so differently. And your family's going to be so proud of you. And they're going to celebrate you where you have not been celebrated. Same story. And that's why God was like, Vivian, and I'm saying, okay, well, like, does he know that? And I'm so glad you know. Stay in that story. Because it hasn't changed. The end is still going to be the end. There's going to be reconciliation. There's going to be restoration. There's going to be recuperation. There's going to be the vision that God showed you, Joseph. Don't let go until you see it. Don't lose heart. And as a matter of fact, you're the greatest encourager. You're always the one building up others, exhorting them and encouraging them. And there are times you say, okay, God, where is my encouragement? And when is somebody going to be the friend that I am to me? Well, God says, I am your friend. And there's not a greater friend. There's not a better friend. There's not a better cheerleader than God. We celebrate you. Can we give Joseph a hand? It's not easy being Joseph. It is not easy. But I celebrate you. And I see the strength and the stamina and the heart of Joseph on you. And all you're going to do is bless those who cursed you and pray for those who despitefully use you and love those who hate you. And that's what you've been doing. And payoff is here. Go back to the script. Look at what God wants to change and what has changed and how you feel about this and how you feel about that. Because there's a deep heart of meditation in you where you don't mind being alone with God. You don't mind hearing him. You don't mind obeying him. And God says, stay in that place. Keep that. Protect that. Amen? Amen. Amen. Woo! Joseph, God bless you. Amen. Amen. Is there anybody else that need to leave? Who is that? Jen. Is that Jennifer? It's just Jen. It's Jennifer. Jen. You're a gunner. G-U-N-N-E-R. Yeah, you're a markswoman in the spirit, Jen. You can put your phone right here if it'll stay, maybe against the book. Jen, you're a weapon of warfare. Now, what instrument do you play? Do you play an instrument? Oh, my. What's your favorite? Drums. Okay, percussion. Gunner. Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, you're the breakthrough. There's a breakthrough anointing on you. There's a breakers anointing on you. There's a set the captives free anointing. There's a, you know, it's like the, okay, we got the Marines. We have the Air Force. We have the Navy. We have the Army. We have the Coast Guard. We have all of that. We have the militia. But then we have the SEALs, a class of their own. That's you. If you need to go land, you'll go land and get them. If you need to go air, you'll go air and get them. If you need to, you're the one. You have such a breaker's anointing, Jen. Yes, you do. And I see you breaking out of a mold. Is it okay if I pray in the spirit? Because I don't want to offend anybody. Okay. Mori baba. There's a mold that you're to break and you need to break it. Or you are not going to be happy. You're going to be miserable. I hear God saying, mi arobobobo sheki arababa. Membra babo shiki didididididiosa. Mambre baba shika. God said, I called you to break it. The pain that you're feeling, Jennifer, God called you to break it. And I don't know what a missile feels like when it blow up something, but that's probably how you feel. When you blow up something, you don't feel good. You're like, man, God, why did you send me to do that? Because you know I don't want to do that. I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to do that, but God, you sent me to do that, but I need to break it up. God said, break it up. Break it up. And there's a price to pay for breaking it up too, Jen. But it's awesome. It's awesome in the eyes and the heart of God. I'm the one they don't want to hear from. I'm the prophet they say when she speaks, she don't have anything good to say. Well, if you do something good, I'll have something good to say. But if you're out of order, I got something to say. Okay? Not an easy place, Jim. But it's an awesome place. It's an awesome place. Gunner. That's you. That's what I heard. Okay? Say, I'm a gunner.
And I'm gonna.
Yeah. Come on, you're a gunner girl. You are bad sensitive. Oh, Jen, you're bad. Jen, you okay. All right. Everybody say, thank you, Jen. She's protecting the body. All of us are not gunners. Jen, you a gunner. And you're gonna. Mm-hmm. This beautiful you. Yes, 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 yes. Both of you are beautiful. You're the next beautiful one. You are. Okay, come on. Where's the recorders? Well, can somebody record it? Okay. And then she can email it to you. Sweetheart, can you record this and we email it to them? Because they don't have it. You got one. Beautiful. 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 Yeah, that's perfect. And then we make sure they got it. Thank you, sis. Oh, my goodness. What's your name?
Kathy.
Lois. So much life and beauty in both of you. And more so, it's the beauty of holiness, where God calls you his handmaidens. And it's interesting because I'm looking at both of you, and I was like, okay, I'll start with her then. But since we're both here together, handmaidens, and you guys need to study that. You need to study that. Daughters of Zion, where there's a dominion on you, where you're supposed to be reigning in something. Whatever you believe you're called to do, you're supposed to reign in it. It's like whatever you do, you thrive in it. You're 100% that thing. 100, this is how I'm hearing it, 100 proof, no chaser. That's some strong stuff. That's some strong stuff. 100 proof is what I heard. The description I'm getting is like soundproof. You know how you want to get in a luxury car, and if they tell you it's soundproof, you don't want to hear boom, boom, boom when you pass somebody. So that's with God. You're the pure thing. You're the real thing. You're 100% of the thing. Whatever God has called the two of you to do, and it's not necessarily something together, but it's just pure, pure. God's like 100 proof. So that means what he's called you to do, do it. Get it done. No delay, no procrastination. No, let me go check. And I'm not talking about when you're under authority. I'm talking about it's some personal things he's telling you to do. He's got something for both of you to do individually. And do it. Do it. Say, okay, God, you told me to do that. Okay, give me the plan. How am I supposed to do it? Because God says neither one of you do anything without consulting him. That he is your CEO, chief executive officer, chief operating officer. That he is the one that your final word comes from him. And if God says you two are like, okay, then he said it, we're doing it. And he doesn't have a lot of people like that. Because most of us are developmentally in other places. But just God can count on the two of you. Your faithfulness is unmatched. He calls both of you faithful. And there are times when you say, you know, some people think certain things are thankless things to do, or it's not in the spotlight and nobody's going to see me do it, and that whole elbow rubbing thing. But that is not your hearts at all. It's for the purity of getting it done. You're doers. But when we see your faith, we see your works. And that's an awesome, awesome example that's so needed in the body of Christ, because he's removing all the lights. He's getting ready to remove all the cameras. And you're going to have to be who you say you are. For a lot of people, he's removing their props where they don't have a hiding place anymore. But God is ready to push both of you up front, and that's not where you want to be. And you're saying, Lord, whatever you do, please. And you know how Joe said, the thing I feared the most came upon. That is not your desire at all. But because it isn't your desire. Yeah, but he's getting ready to push you up front. Because he wants them to see the sincere model of what he was talking about. The purity of heart. The hidden woman of the heart. Okay? And many of us are not there yet. But because of you two, we're going to get there. And that's what you got to understand about yourselves, that you're God's model, not man's. There's too much of man's model in the earth, and it's so contaminated. But when people see the model of God, things are going to change. We're going to get ourselves back in line, okay? So you have powerful places in the kingdom of God. Look at this. Bless you both. take, yeah, there's her phone. Okay, you're welcome. Come on. Oh, no. Well, it's being recorded, so make sure. Okay, what's your name?
Christine.
Hi, Christine. You, again, you're so beautiful. And your smile and just your love and your heart is just emanating love. Yes, your heart is really emanating love. And Christine, there are some things that God has given your hands to do. I see you being extremely creative and you take it lightly. You just think, oh, that's just something I do. Oh, that's just something I enjoy doing. And God says that is a, there is a market for what you do. And that the gift that you've been given, and because you do it and you do it and you like it and you love it and it's no big deal to you, but God says it's an extremely big thing to him. And so when we begin to understand that what you've given me, God, which I think is just something I do, God is saying, no, I gave it to you to prosper you. And your prosperity is in that thing.
You mean cooking or painting?
Both. Something that you do and you love it. And what more better to do than what you do and what you love? And you talk to God about it. Just say, God, what am I supposed to do with this? And how am I supposed to use this? And because I love it so much, I just think I'm supposed to do it. I don't think I'm supposed to make money off of it. And God says, let's get rid of the trash. Your prosperity is in those things. Okay? Amen.
Thank you.
Just bubbling out of a cooking and painting? I love those things. I can't make money off of that. Sir? Hi, and your name is?
My name is Bruce.
Hi, Bruce. What a pleasure to meet you. I mean that. I'm really honored. You're such a man of blessing. You're such a giver, Bruce. You're such an investor. You're one, you say, okay, if I do this, that's going to happen. I see you working, I want to say, with ratios or numbers or something to deal with outcomes, and you're really good. And God says, that's good. That you're on the money, that you're extremely good at what you do. It's like, again, it's second nature, and you wonder, okay, is God calling me to do something else? And absolutely not, because what you do, he put in you to do it. On the money. You're on the money. And rest in that. And know that God so loves you for doing what you do, because nobody can do it better than you. And sometimes, again, what I'm thinking about is when, you know how people compare people, and some experiences are talked about more than other experiences, but right now, this is such a time for business. This is such a time to get stuff done. This is such a time to have experts do it. No. Don't do it, mamsy pamsy. Don't half do it. No, it needs to be done, and it needs to be done right, and you are that man. You're going to get it done right the first time. And many of us don't have that testimony, that a lot of us, we have to do it over and over and over again, and God's grace is there for us to do it. But for you, you hit the mark every time, like an arrow straight out of God's quiver. Bam, you hit the bullseye. And that's who you are. And don't second guess that that's not valuable in the kingdom, because it's extremely valuable in what's about to happen in the earth concerning business, concerning the economy, concerning how people run their affairs. And so God says he's got different types of vessels. There's the vessels of gold, vessels of silver, vessels of clay, vessels of wood, but you're the one he calls gold. He calls you gold, and you rest in that. And feel good about that and celebrate that and thank God that God, I did exactly what you told me to do. Isn't that awesome? That's why I said I'm so honored. God bless you.
Thank you, dear.
Oh, God bless you. Oh, you are awesome. I thank God for you. Did you?
I have a dumb phone. I don't know.
Oh, that's okay. I got a dumb phone, too. But we got a lot of smart people with smartphones. That's the blessing of the body of Christ. But you can get that copy, Bruce, okay? Okay, good, good. Is there anybody else? You guys, this is my niece, Katrina. Can we clap for her? That's my sweetheart. And this is my sister, Jackie. And that's my brother, Perry. And you guys are all my family. Come on, dear. And your name again?
Tequila.
Okay, Tequila. Hold on. I'm hearing Tequila Sunrise, and you're about to bring life to so many people, Tequila. We're living in a very much dying world. And I heard part of what you do when you were sharing with my niece, and that's how you're going to bring it. You're going to bring it in the most naturalist, purest form. I hear apothecary, where you talked about how God gives you recipes, and you go in and you say, Lord, I don't even know what this is going to be. And you come out with it, wow, this thing really works. That you look that word up, apothecary, and get the pure definition of it. Because when I get a word, one word I'll get from God, and I think I know the definition, and I think I understand it, and I go look up, I go, whoa, and it means that too? And it means that too? And I see you on a journey with God, and it's all about restoration with you. Some things are literally going to be restored. You're going to physically see them with your natural eyes. Wow. God, that was the answer to that thing. And God says you've got cures in your heart where you want people to be healed from some things. Where you're sick of people being sick of that and sick of this, and your number one enemy is cancer. You have a vengeance against cancer. You have a vengeance against things that bring impurities in the body and attack naturally what God gave us. And God says, I'm sending you out as an enemy agent to shut that down, to shut down these perpetual illnesses. And you, what do you mean you can't be cured? No, that heart belongs to God. Those lungs belong to God. God is a healer. I see you with so much fire on you, Tequila. And that's what I mean, like with the sun. If we don't wear protection now, it starts to burn us. And so you're going to begin, what God shows you is going to burn sickness out and burn out incurable things. And so stay on the path. And you're going to begin, and what you already, I hope you are, bottle and sell stuff. Like, look, girl, I know that label don't look cute, but what's in it is better than any cute label you ever had. Because if you like me and my husband, we run out our business straight out of our kitchen. And my husband is, Lord, can we get a better label than that? Can we get a better this and a better that? And I'm thinking, honey, put it on the market. God's going to have to bless it. But that's, don't worry about that. God says, don't worry about that, because what's inside of that container is so much more important than how that thing looks, because we're such a visual generation and we've been seduced into looking at things and thinking it's all that it looks like, and then we get it and it don't work, and it's a facade, and they got my money, and you know, the advertising, with nothing against Perry because he's the bomb when it comes to marketing. So I'm not attacking marketing, but I'm attacking the lie.
Right.
I'm attacking the seduction. Mm-hmm. I'm attacking the contamination that's killing us. Okay? That's who you are. Go after it. Shut it down. Okay? God gonna send you help. It's not a one-man job. It's a body of Christ job. Okay? It's not a one-man job. And the job he usually gives us is always bigger than us. Okay? That's to keep us humble and keep the body involved. Okay? Amen. God bless you. Perry. Come on, Perry. Oh, that is so sweet. And you needed him.
First part of the class. So my business idea.
Perry, is this the time or do you want, is this a good time or you want to do it?
Is there anybody else? Just pause. Is there anybody else who wants to turn their business? Did you get everybody?
Yeah, we got everybody.
All right, so hang on. So just, first of all, give this woman a hand.
I love you.
Wow.
I love you.
I don't know if this means anything to you, but I'm sitting here going, this reminds me of Isabel. And Isabel is a badass prophet. I don't know, that's probably not politically correct, but yeah, this was great. So thank you. It was very special. Very. Were you guys... I mean, she's nailing people. Some of these people are like my best buddies.
Aww.
And like, I'm gonna read you something that I just think is appropriate.
Beautiful.
And then we'll do the little one hot seat and everybody
that was
can
so
go.
Great.
This is just a little later than the, you know, God disciplines every son whom he receives.
Yeah.
But you have come to Mount Zion, to the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the living God. You have come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly to the church of the firstborn, whose names are written in heaven. You have come to God, the judge of all men, to the spirits of righteous men made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. See to it that you do not refuse him who speaks. If they did not escape when they refused him who warned them on earth, how much less will we if we turn away from him who warns us from heaven? At the time, the voice shook the earth, but now he has promised us once more, I will shake not only earth, but also the heavens. The words once more indicate the removing of what can be shaken, that is, the created things, so that what cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. Did any of you resonate when you watched The Matrix? It's like, ooh, there's a deep truth going on here, right? You know, and Morpheus holds out the red pill and the blue pill, and he goes, well, you know, you can wake up in your bed and everything goes on like it always has, or you can find out how deep the rabbit hole goes. And, you know, when God holds out a destiny to you, you can refuse it. But, you know, what if you just made a decision? I'm gonna take the hero's journey, regardless of where it takes me, and I'm just gonna know that God is with me. So, just bless you with that today. Really nice to have y'all. Actually, this went like 10 times better than I ever imagined. I'm so happy. So.